Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of scattered rain, showers, cloudy skies, mid-40s, with wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, clearing skies, we'll see temperatures around 63. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 30s, and Wednesday, partly sunny skies, temps in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 57.
Market information, Mid America Ag Network. Well, new data from the Plant-Based Foods Association and the Good Food Institute shows U.S. retail sales of plant-based foods continued double-digit increases in 2020, rising 27%. That brought the total plant-based market value to $7 billion. The plant-based food market grew almost twice as fast as the total U.S. retail food market, which increased 15% as COVID-19 closed restaurants and consumers stocked up at the grocery store. Of the total households in the United States, 57% say they purchased plant-based food. That's up from 53% in 2019. The value of plant-based meat, which is the second largest plant-based category, hit $1.4 billion in 2020. Sales grew by 45%, up from $962 million in 2019. The plant-based meat category grew twice as fast as conventional meat and now accounts for 2.7% of retail packaged meat sales. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139 Ford inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Kansas City officials say they're planning a village of tiny homes for the homeless residents. Officials announced on Wednesday this week initial plans for the 150-bed village of tiny homes ranging from single person to family size. A site has not yet been chosen. City Manager Brian Platt says the goal is to establish a pilot project of about a dozen homes in the next several weeks. He says from there... Republicans and the GOP-controlled...
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Domestic violent victims who are living with their abusers in a rental property could break their lease and leave without penalties under a bill that won final approval from Nebraska lawmakers. Senators passed the measure through the last three required votes, 43-3. The bill by Senator John Kavanaugh of Omaha includes other tenant protections, such as requiring landlords to give at least 24 hours of notice before entering a tenant's apartment. The bill was inspired by incidents in Nebraska where women left abusive partners but were forced by their landlords to keep paying rent while their partner remained in the apartment. In other news, Omaha police have ticketed a man accused of posting neo-Nazi recruitment stickers on poles outside a synagogue. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 30-year-old Jonathan Ziegler had been cited on suspicion of damage to property and hate intimidation and faces up to 6 months in jail with a $500 fine if he's convicted. Police say surveillance video showed Ziegler on April 9th posting the recruitment sticker at the Temple Israel in Omaha. American Network News.
Hague News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Courthouse roof repair will begin next week. The clerk of the district court reported recently to commissioners of a water leak. The parking lot is continuing to deteriorate and will need to be repaired or replaced in the near future. Commissioners discussed regarding converting the west side of the courthouse into angle parking for courthouse use. Public Works Administrator will follow up with City of Marysville to see what steps need to be taken to move forward with this plan. Ty Dragoo shared an email from the CEO of the Union Pacific stating issues involving Highway 77 blockage for crew changes will be resolved with the crew change point extended south past the depot. However, the railroad is not as concerned with Frankfort issues due to the fact there are multiple crossings and ways to get around. Farmers Cooperative loadout does tend to create a problem as it takes time to load cars, thus causing the trains to remain for an extended amount of time over crossings. Dragoo continues to work with management to find a solution. Fact is, trains are longer today and will probably continue to grow in length. He'll work with the county councilor and Frankfort mayor to draft some letters to be sent to the railroad in support of finding a solution to this safety issue. A resolution was presented calling for the Convention of States, which was unanimously adopted after discussion. A group of local citizens presented the board with a letter relating to the proposed National Heritage Area. Republican presidents had approved the Freedom's Frontier in Kansas, with Donald Trump approving six national heritage areas, fighting diligently against government overreach and landowner rights. Kansas Livestock Association and Kansas Farm Bureau have been and are strong supporters of private land rights and protections in Kansas. However, they've not indicated concerns with the heritage area. National heritage areas have stated that private landowners' rights will not be infringed upon. In 2019, counties were asking to be added to the Freedom's Frontier because of tourism increases. Purpose of the heritage area is to connect historic sites together to allow for multiple locations to be visited by tourists. There seems to be confusion regarding the NHA and a 30-by-30 land grab executive order. The Heritage Board met last week, deciding to withdraw all grant requests at this time and step back from expansion due to current negative publicity. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director reported Marshall County will not qualify for a third round of CDBG grants. These are for those who did not receive any in the first two rounds. Cities of Beatty, Axtell, and Summerfield would be the only ones eligible. A restaurant revitalization fund is available for small businesses. Applicants must go online. If anyone's interested, they need to apply quickly as it's a first-come, first-serve basis. Details on expanding the soon-to-expire neighborhood revitalization program from 5 to 10 years in Washington County were discussed. With property tax exemptions declining on an annual basis and other specifics to remain the same as the current outline, the new proposed plan would take effect in 2022, and all entities currently enrolled would be extended into the new plan. It's hoped the effort could help alleviate a current housing shortage. Impact on township and other small and taxing entities was considered, and it was suggested that perhaps economic development could pick up some of the loss. Each taxing district would have an option to join or not. Future plan applicants are reminded not to begin construction until permits and inspections are complete. An update on the county senior meal program was presented. Washington is seeking a cook. Dining rooms at Hanover and Washington are to reopen June 1st. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Road and Bridge expressed concern with manpower shortages, noting that a truck driver needs to be hired soon. A bill passed the first round of the Nebraska legislature last week as approval of legislation introduced by Senator Myron Dorn was discussed, with a compromise amending the budget allocation to $4 million over 2 years from the $10 million initially proposed. That could allow Gage County some relief in paying off the Beatrice 6 judgment. Nearly half of the $28 million judgment has been paid so far, with local property taxes currently maxed out. With the lowered amount adopted, the measure advances to the next round. Myron Dorn took part in a town hall meeting Thursday in Beatrice. There are opponents who believe the county should be solely responsible for the judgment.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lemon pepper fish, a muffin, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, ham, baked potato, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a frontal boundary moving across the central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day tonight and into tomorrow. We'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms, then becoming more isolated with just lingering chances for some rain showers for tonight. Otherwise, we'll have clearing skies for tomorrow and dry weather as we head into the middle of the week. Behind this system, just a few degrees cooler for tomorrow. So across the area, cloudy scattered showers and thunderstorms mid-60s, wind gusts at 35. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of rain, cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then decreasing clouds. We'll see highs at 63. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 30s. As we until Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun, temperatures in the upper 60s, and Wednesday night, isolated storms. That's a look at your forecast. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 73. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 49. The record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:26. Light rain showers, cloudy overcast, 59 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
A defensive meltdown in Philly and a former Olympian's controversial stance. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the rubber match of a three-game series between bitter National League East rivals, the Mets made the Phillies pay for their sloppy fielding.
And Hale's first pitch, lined in the air to right center. That's a base hit, and that's going all the way to the wall. Sits on the warning track. Nick Neal is in. Lindor is in. Conforto around third, score standing.
The call on WCBS. Pete Alonso's bases clearing double capped a six-run eighth-inning rally for the Metropolitans. New York holds on for an 8-7 win. Brewers starting pitcher Alec Bettinger likely wants to forget his Major League debut.
Swung on, hit deep to center field. Back goes Bradley, looks up, it is gone.
On KLAC, Dodgers teammates A.J. Pollock and Matt Beattie drove in a combined 15 runs, including a pair of grand slams. L.A. crushed Milwaukee 16-4. NBA, two of the league's talented stars put on a show in Milwaukee.
It's a turnover. Bucks get it. Now they're running 4-on-1. Cash in. Giannis, slam it.
On the Bucks radio network, the Nets struggled to contain reigning MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, who finished with a season-high 49 points. Kevin Durant finished with 42 and 10 rebounds. What would have been his game-tying three ball at the end of regulation rimmed out. Bucks escape with a 117-114 win. Former Olympic champion and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner is facing backlash after she said she opposes transgender girls competing in girls' sports. The 1976 Olympic decathlon gold medalist, who also came out as a transgender woman in 2015, made those comments to TMZ.
It just isn't fair. And we have to protect girl sports.
Jenner announced her candidacy in California's gubernatorial recall election last week. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special back-to-grass bred cow, bred heifer, and cow-calf sale Wednesday, May the 5th, starting 11 a.m. on 15 to 20 Black Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, and Sim Angus breeding bulls, followed by 200 fancy black-white-faced Red Angus, Sim Angus first and second calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves by side. We will have over 320 black-white-faced Red Angus, Hereford, and Sim Angus cows, 4 years to short and solid, with 30 to 90 day old calves by side. A featured consignment includes 70 big fancy 5-year-old Red Angus cows. They'll have March and April Red Angus calves. Fall calving bred heifers consist of 205 choice Angus, Red Angus, and Sim Angus fall bred heifers. They're bred to calving ease bulls. Many are AI bred for late August through October calving. There will be 220 black-white-faced Red Angus and Sim Angus fall calving cows, 3 to 7 years old, be bred for August to October calves. Also offered will be 22 choice home-raised Angus replacement heifers. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 5th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, we all know the USDA is continually working on programs and trying to help farmers and ranchers the best way they know how. Risk Management Agency Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy is talking here about some updates that are scheduled to take effect next year for the Livestock Gross Margin Program.
Livestock Gross Margin, what it does is it provides protection against loss of margin for these producers. The difference between livestock, the value of livestock on a feed cost. And we've seen a great increase in LGM over the past year, about 103% increase. But one of the key changes here that we're making after July 1 will be to allow producers to purchase this coverage weekly instead of monthly. That's going to allow producers to be more effective at managing the risk of their operations and obviously provide more frequent sales for producers to avail themselves of this policy.
Again, that's the acting administrator of the Risk Management Agency, Richard Flournoy. In other news, chicken is in such high demand that United States restaurants and processing companies are having trouble keeping up. Supply challenges are hitting all sorts of chains that serve chicken, including bone-in chains, burger joints that sell chicken sandwiches, pizza chains selling chicken wings, as well as traditional wing restaurants. The problem has led to higher chicken prices, especially for chicken wings. RestaurantBusiness.com says prices will stay at record levels for the foreseeable future. We believe that these higher prices are likely to continue in 2021 as suppliers are struggling to hire enough people to process chicken, thus placing unexpected pressure on the number of birds that can get processed, says Charlie Morrison, CEO of Wingstop. Quote, that's negatively affecting the supply of all parts of the chicken in the United States and not just wings, he says. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville, open 7 days a week.
Valley Vet.
Bed Supply.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday with a 10 o'clock start, and we're ready to get after it here today. Well, the cash market in the cattle business is watching the grain market, and so does the prices. $1.19 to $1.20 in the cash. Most of the markets were over on Wednesday of last week. Carcass 190 to 191. So as the cattlemen just set back and watch the grain markets here today. Well, in the hay department, that will be at 12 o'clock noon. We do have 44 grass bales. They'll be the small squares. As I think everybody was watching the rain forecast and we're light on square bales. In the round bale department, we've got round alfalfa 20, second cut at 1566. Round alfalfa 20, third cut, 1600. Another set of round alfalfa, there is 11. In the round prairie, there's 10 round bales, 1490. In the round brome, there's 10 at 1588. And there's an additional 20 round grass. We do want to mention that our rotation summer schedule will start on Monday, May 31st on Memorial Day, as we will be closed for that legal holiday. With the rotations going on through the summer, check us out on the internet and print out a schedule for our summer schedule here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Here today at 12 o'clock on the outside is the hay. On the inside, we got a special deal with 20 Red Angus first calf families. They're going to be Red Angus Becton 30-day-old Red Angus calves inside. The calves are knife cut. In the vaccination department, Vision 7, Multimin 90, Pyramid 5, plus pre-spawns. Cows are vaccinated, PregGuard 10, and poured. The cattle calves are grass-ready. They are the Stutzman calves out of Milford. In the cow-calf family department, four black families running age are going to have black calves at about the three-week-old department. There's an additional six black Semangus cow-calf families, 7 to 10-year-olds. Those calves started calving on 2/16 through 4/13. The calves have Vision 7 at birth, and they are from Adams. And the feeder cattle guys, there's 13 black baldy steers. They're going to be 3 to 500, Bill Crops out of Cook. The seven red bulls, 60-day wean, 450 to 500, are the Bros cattle out of Wilbur. Linda Corblake out of Friends got 30 black baldy steering heifers. There's no wean, but they do have a November vaccination at 3 to 400. Jeff Party's got a great set of yearlings, guys. There's going to be 58 black steers. They're going to weigh 850. Stan Carr out of Sterling's got 17 black steering heifer yearlings, 850. Steve Krause out of Denton, 14 black steering heifer yearlings, 750 to 800. Chad Pester out of Unadilla, 10 black steering heifers, they're going to weigh 550 to 650. Gene Niederklein out of Wilbur's got 25 black steers, they're going to weigh 5 to 6 and a quarter. Alan Stroff out of Swanton, 6 to 100 pounders, there's going to be 14 black and red steering heifers. Emily Haxby out of Claytonia, 7 black baldy heifers, they're going to weigh 5 to 550. And Gary Grunewald's got 18 black steering heifers, they're going to weigh 5 to 550. Well, that's going to wrap it up here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Don't forget the cow-calf families, 12 o'clock noon, 20 Red Angus first calf families out of Milford, Nebraska, followed by the cow-calf families and then into the feeder cattle. Have a great day. Thanks for the business here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tony Recordini at 223-3571. Keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
It is a creepy and kooky day to celebrate the unknown. National Paranormal Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 3rd, the 123rd day of the year. Singers James Brown and Frankie Valli were both born today, and on this day in 1991, the last episode of Dallas was aired in the U.S. after being on the air for 13 years. If you're feeling nostalgic today, you can cue up a scary movie because it's National Paranormal Day. The origins of it are unknown, which, let's be honest, is totally appropriate, other than it was started in 2013. In the last 5 years, the number of reported UFO sightings has doubled to nearly 6,000, with California, Florida, and Washington topping the list. As far as ghostly sightings, Texas tops the list as the most haunted state, with about 450 reported apparitions every year. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY 57 with a cloudy overcast and light rain. We expect these light rain showers to continue intermittent throughout the day. Middle 60s on the high side for your Monday.
Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a rough weekend for the Kansas City Royals as they went through their three-game series against the Minnesota Twins on the road and ended up going at 0-3 for the series on Friday, losing 9-1. Saturday, they won 11-3, but another upset on Sunday with a 13-4 loss. The Royals have gone three series on the road, but now return home for a first pitch this evening at 7:10 for a four-game series against the Cleveland Indians. By the end of the week, they are still at home for a three-game against the Chicago White Sox before heading back on the road against the Detroit Tigers. With the mixed weekend, the Royals still are number one in the AL Central with an overall record right now at 16-10. They have an even record of 8-5 both at home and on the road. The Indians are number three in the AL Central. In college baseball, the Kansas University Jayhawks went 1-3 over the weekend against North Dakota State, bringing their overall record to 24-21. They're off for a couple of days until their one game against Missouri State on Wednesday this week with first pitch at 6 p.m.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near, and I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down.
I can do.